Legislators say it's a victory for Oregon jobs. Today, the state Senate passed Senate Bill 1532 that clarifies in statute that data centers in Oregon will not be subject to central assessment or additional taxes when built in an enterprise zone. Representative Mike McLean of Powell Butte says he also sponsored a duplicate bill in the House to expedite the process, and the Senate heard and approved their bill first. Now McLean says the next step should be easy.
My hope is that it's on his desk in 2 weeks. I believe it will have rapid approval in the House. It was unanimous support in the Senate. I hope it will be unanimous in the House, which will be a clear message from Oregon that we will do what it takes to make sure that investment in our state is honored and that the enterprise zone agreements that we strike will be honored. And tech companies know that we're going to roll up our sleeves and get things done.
Senate Bill 1532 will be heard in the House next week. State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend is reacting to the passage of a health care reform bill that doesn't include medical malpractice limits. The bill is considered the foundation of Oregon health reform, but Senate Republicans were blocking it because they wanted the medical liability ceiling to be part of that bill. The gridlock was broken yesterday when Democrat Betsy Johnson, who was going to vote with Republicans, instead voted along party lines. It passed 16-14.
But the good news is, while we didn't get MedMal into the bill, we raised the awareness enough that we've got all kinds of legislators and the governor saying, oh, we need to fix this tort reform. We need to actually address it. So the good news is that we will be addressing it, and we won't be doing it superficially.
Telfer believes that without malpractice limits in the bill, doctors won't want to be part of coordinated care organizations because they'll get paid less while taking on more risk. The Crook County Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's help in a church burglary overnight. The Calvary Baptist Church was broken into Tuesday night. The pastor discovered the vandalism and burglary when he arrived Wednesday afternoon. Sergeant James Savage explains what he found.
Over several $100 worth of damage done to the interior of the church.
Like demolished, or can you describe it in some way?
Basically forcing our way into offices and damaging cabinets and that kind of stuff, looking for most likely valuables.
Officers say the same church was burglarized 10 to 15 years ago. Bend police are looking for a suspect who broke into an attached garage in Southeast Bend last night. Police say the suspect broke into the garage of 50-year-old Ken Barrows along Broster House at 3 o'clock in the morning. His silent alarm went off, and armed with a gun, he went to the garage to investigate. He found the suspect crouched near his vehicle. The suspect immediately took off running right into a barbed wire fence at chest level. The suspect is a white male, 40 to 50 years of age, with gray curly hair. He's 5'8 with a thin build. Hospitals across the country are struggling to get their hands on a highly effective cancer drug used to treat childhood leukemia. Methotrexate is in short supply, and for kids and adults who need it for cancer treatment, the shortage can be devastating. Patients are having to put off treatment or substitute another drug. Derek Gillespie, the director of pharmacy at St. Charles, says there are hundreds of drugs nationally that are in short supply.
We've seen the highest amount of drug shortages the last 2 years in the last 20 years.
Why is that?
What you'll commonly hear to it referred to as manufacturing problems.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a combination of the FDA stepping up their inspection practices of these manufacturing centers, and the manufacturing centers not being up to compliance standards.
The FDA has stepped up inspections and standards required by these companies because of problems. Another contributing factor is the cost of making these generic injectable drugs, which are more expensive to make than pills. The profit margins are slim, and with the added cost of upgrading facilities, many companies are simply choosing not to manufacture the drugs. A spokesman from Serenity Lane hopes that Whitney Houston's death could save the lives of others. Jerry Jeswold says that while we don't know the exact cause of her death, many know she struggled with addiction issues for many years. He says sometimes they see a spike in people enrolling in programs once awareness on addiction is raised. But still, he says the abuse of prescription and illegal drugs is almost an epidemic level here in our country.
Recently, SAMHSA released a statistic that in 2011, we had the first year in which the toxic overdose deaths from prescription drugs exceeded traffic fatalities, which is pretty alarming.
Jeswold believes there is a very high level of denial, especially with prescription drugs. He says people need to focus on not just what they do for you, but also what they do to you. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.